Good afternoon. This is Rosina Komofsky, licensed agent with Providence Senior County Recorded Line. I understand you wanted to go over the 2026 Medicare plans and see what's available in your area. Is that correct?
No, I was calling about the spending plan. I just saw on TV for food.
The spending allowance food card. So, yes, that does go hand in hand with the Medicare Advantage plans. I can see what's available in your area and let you know if you qualify to pick that, to take advantage of that. What's your zip code?
22724.
Okay, perfect. Now, before we begin, Medicare just requires that I let you know we don't offer every plan in your area. Currently, we represent three organizations which offer 28 products in your area there. You can contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, your state health insurance program to get information on all of your options. And before I go any further, ma'am, I do need to ask, are you currently in a nursing home or a long-term care facility?
No.
Okay, very good. And do you make all of your own healthcare decisions, or does a family member, maybe a social worker, help you out with that?
No, I do it myself.
Okay, very good. Perfect. So let's go ahead and see if we can do about getting you that spending allowance. Now, in addition to Medicare, do you also receive Medicaid?
No.
No? Okay. All right. Not a problem. Okay, ma'am. So the first thing that we need to do is determine what's called your Medicare eligibility. Do you have your red, white, and blue card with you there?
I can get it. Will you just need the number?
Just the number, yes. I can go ahead and wait if you want to go and grab that.
Okay, what you need, the number on it?
Yes, so there's a combination of numbers and letters, if you could please read that off to me.
Okay, 6, Q as in Queen, 88, K as in K as in Kathy, A as in Ann, 6, Q as in Queen, V as in Victoria, 33.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much for that. And do I have your permission to determine your Medicare eligibility here in the Medicare system?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am. Ms. Gloria Harrison, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Ms. Gloria. I have your profile pulled up here, and I just want to confirm your address on file is 5505 Jefferson Road in Jefferson, Virginia. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, very good. And I see that as of from the beginning of the year here, since January for this month, for this year, you have the Humana Choice PPO plan for your Medicare Advantage plan. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. Yes, and I don't see that you have any kind of Medicaid or extra help. So you just have the Medicare. Now, typically, some of the food cards go, you know, if you have Medicare and Medicaid, they're usually associated with those plans. However, if you just have just regular Medicare, there are Medicare Advantage plans that give you, instead of a food card, they give you money back on your Social Security check every single month. So that you can use that money for anything, you know, for food or anything else that you need. And I do see here some plans in your area that do offer that benefit. So we can go over that.
Mm-hmm.
And before I go into those, Ms. Goya, I do want to ask you, how often do you go see your primary care doctor?
Every 3 months.
Every 3 months? Okay, perfect. And then what's his or her name?
Dr. Amy Trace.
Oh. That's T-R-A-C-E. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Let me search for Dr. Amy Trace. I see here at 493 Blackwell Road, Suite 202. Is that correct? Oh, perfect.
Yes.
Perfect. So let me save Dr. Miss Amy here. And then any specialists that you go see?
Oh, yeah. I go to Dr. Scala Patino, or Pateo. That's our heart specialist. And, yeah.
Okay. Let me see.
But I don't go to her on a regular basis. It's like every 6 month checkup.
Okay. So you said Dr. Pateo, P-A-T-E-O maybe?
P-A-T-E-N-O, something like that. That's also in Warrenton, Virginia.
Okay. Dr. Nina, no, that's, she's a gastro. What did you say the first name was?
Scholar. Thought I had a card. I don't know what I did with it. Oh, her name
okay.
It's S-K-A-R-L-E-T.
Mm-hmm.
P-A-T-I-N-O.
Got it. Okay, so I see here Dr. Scarlett Patino, and it's hyphenated, Patino Valsquez.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let me search for here. So you just go for a follow-up there.
Yeah.
And Patino, and she's on Hospital Drive, correct?
No, she's at 493 Blackwell Road, Suite 118 in Warrenton, Virginia.
Okay. All right, so that's probably another where she goes. Let me see. Okay. And then any other specialists that you go to regularly?
No.
Okay. Good. All right. And then as far as the medications go, do you have a list of your medications there with you?
Oh, yeah. It's almost like I'm trying to get another insurance. I just was checking to see if I was eligible for the food.
Okay. So, yes, it you're currently with Humana, but Humana does offer other plans. So what I was going to do for you is make sure that this other plan that they offer, it does have higher benefits than what you're getting right now. And before I go over those details with you, I like to make sure that the most important things, you know, like your doctors and your medications will be covered. So I don't think there will be an issue because it's still with Humana. But I like to, again, just to double check, you know, and make sure everything will be covered the same.
So
does that make sense?
Are you saying I will be getting another card?
You don't necessarily need to get another card. I could let you know what your options are. So I'm not signing you up for anything. I'm just letting you know what's available to you with these additional benefits. So it looks like, again, with Humana, they don't have that food allowance, but they do have something that covers your doctors and, again, your medications. And then they give you money back on your Social Security check every month. So that money, because of that particular Humana plan, you get money back from the Social Security Administration every single month. And actually, let me read you a quick disclaimer here, Miss Gloria, before I discuss any details or numbers. I have to let you know Medicare requires that I just remind you this call is recorded and may be shared with plan providers. You don't need to provide health-related information unless required for enrollment eligibility. This conversation won't affect your current or future coverage unless you choose to enroll in a plan today. Talking with me does not obligate you to enroll or automatically enroll you in a plan. And with your permission, this verbal scope appointment allows me to simply discuss the Medicare plans in your area. And do I have your permission to proceed with the plan details?
Yeah, but I have a long list of medication. I was just saying.
Okay. I understand. Yeah, I will let you know. Let me see. You said you're not getting the extra help. So the medication cost is very important with you. I don't see that you're getting any kind of extra help from the Social Security Administration. So before we put the medications in, again, this is another Humana plan that's available to you. It does cover your primary care doctor and the specialist that you mentioned. Your primary care doctor.
What about my eye specialist, Dr. Tilly?
Tilly, let me see that. T-I-L-L-E-Y. Is it E-Y? Let me search.
No, that's not how you spell it. It's A-T-H-E-L-L-I.
You said A-T-H-E-L-L-I?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
His initials is J-M.
J-M, okay. Okay, I see here Dr. Tilly, Jatandra Tilly, located on 400 Holiday Court.
Yeah.
It looks like that's the only location. Okay, perfect. So that's the optometrist. Let me save them here. All right. And let me see what you're currently getting for your vision benefit here. Bear with me one moment. Okay. And then for your, do you go to the optometrist often?
I go to him once a year.
Okay. Okay, very good. So that's the annual. Okay. So it looks like I said earlier, Ms. Gloria, there is a Humana plan that's available to you in your area that covers the optometrist. Oh, let me double check. The optometrist is not coming up under that name, but he's not coming up even with the plan that you have right now. Let me see
if he accepts it, though.
He does accept it, okay. Okay, perfect. It's a little tricky with the optometrist. Sometimes they don't come up in the system, but if you know that he accepts it or that office accepts it, then that's good because they don't come up in the system, but when you call the office, they say, oh, yeah, I do accept that insurance. So, okay, if you already know that, then yes. It's still with Humana. So the thing with this plan is the plan will give you back up to $117 back on your Social Security check. So I know that you can, use that money towards groceries or anything else that you need. And most importantly, your doctors are covered. And I can let you know exactly how your prescriptions will be covered as well. But typically with the Humana, it's still with the same company. It's with Humana. It's just a different plan with higher benefits. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. But I'm saying, so that means I will be getting a different card.
Yes, you would be getting a different card, correct.
But until then, do I still use the one I have?
Yes, absolutely. You still use the one that you have until you get the new one. Yes, for the whole month, the remainder of the month. This wouldn't go into effect until February 1st.
Okay.
Now, before we go any
first, but when I go to my doctor on the 5th, it won't be covering me.
No, it would be covering you because the plan, even though you won't have your physical card, Humana will give you a call, and the doctors, they verify it with just your ID to make sure that you are covered. If for some reason this, after we submit everything, if for some reason it doesn't go through, you still keep what you currently have. So you will not be without any kind of coverage. It'll give you that sense of protection, yes. So this would be just an application. It still needs to go through Medicare and all of that. But you will not be left without any kind of coverage. Now, before we proceed, I want to make sure that your medications are all in the formulary, and that way I can let you know what to expect when you go to the pharmacy and fill them. Now, what pharmacy do you normally go to, Ms. Gloria?
Well, I usually get mine home delivered, so it would be, the one I'm under now is called Centrawell.
Yep, it would be the same company with Centrawell. Yeah, that's the mail order pharmacy. So that would not change at all. Yes, which is nice. That's the perks of staying with the same company. Yes. All right, so whenever you're ready, we can go ahead and begin with that list of the medications.
Okay, I can't pronounce them, so I will have to
spell. I can't either. Not a problem. I can't pronounce them myself. All right, go right ahead.
First one is IRBESARTAN, and that's 300 milligrams, and it's one daily.
Okay. You said I, that's the first one, is there a dash hydrochlorothiazide? Does it say dash hydrochlorothiazide, or is it just ibersartan?
It's just ibersartan.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and what was the milligrams on that?
300 milligrams.
Okay, and that's once a day, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right, very good. And then the next one?
It's ISOSOR. BIDE, and then it's MONONITRATE.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I can't pronounce that one either. What's the milligrams on that? I have a tablet that is 10 or 20 milligrams, or they have the extended release?
It's 30 milligrams.
30 milligrams. Okay, perfect. Then you take that once a day, correct?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And then the next one?
It's metformin.
Okay. And then the metformin, is that 500 or 1,000 milligrams?
500.
Perfect. And then?
Once daily.
Okay, very good. All right. And then the next one?
It's METOPROOI.
Okay, and is that the
metropole? No, I think it's METOPROOLO.
LL? Mm-hmm. I think that's the one, yeah, the metropolol. Is that the metropolol? Does it have succinate after, tartate, or hydrochlorothiazide?
S-U-C-C.
Okay.
I-N-A-T-E.
Okay, perfect.
Then it has E-R.
Mm-hmm.
25 milligrams. But I only take a half a tablet of that one.
Oh, okay, so you'll need to do the half for that last two, maybe for 2 months then, the 30. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what every month. All right, and then the next one?
Potassium chloride.
All right. And then for the potassium chloride, how many milligrams is that?
10.
And is that a capsule or a tablet?
It's a tablet.
A tablet, okay. So the 10 MEQ, that's what it's giving me here. Okay.
Yeah. And that's daily.
Once daily, perfect. All right. And then the next one?
Well, I don't know if this is the Pressure Vision, AREDS. These are tablets, but these are like vitamins. And I can get them over the, I can
over
get that
the
over the counter. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Very good. So, yes, that they wouldn't be in the formulary. Okay. Any other prescriptions that you get filled at the pharmacy?
Well, all of these I'm giving you are the ones I get for, like, a 90-day delivery.
And, okay.
The ones that the ones I get over the counter, I can get them. I get them off a line from Amazon because they last longer. What I'm saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, okay. Okay.
The
perfect.
Next one is,
yes. Mm-hmm.
The next one is ROSUVASTATIN, Rostatin.
Yes. Robitussin. Mm-hmm. And
that's
five?
That's 10 milligrams.
10 milligrams. Okay, perfect. And that's once a day, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then the next one?
It's estradiol.
Is that E-S-T-O?
No, E-S-T-R-A-D-I-O-L.
Got it. Okay.
And that's 1 milligram.
Mm-hmm.
1 milligram and is once daily.
Okay. Perfect. Let me go ahead and add that. That's once daily. All right. And then the next one after that?
Felipotine, F-E-L-O-D-I-P-I-N-E. And
okay.
It's, 10 milligrams, and it's one daily.
Okay.
And then
perfect.
I have folic acid, F-O-L-I-C, acid, A-C-I-D.
Mm-hmm.
1 milligram, that's once daily.
Once daily, okay, perfect. All right, and then the next one?
The last one is furosemide. It's F-U-R-O-S-E-M-I-D-E.
Okay.
20 milligrams, and that's as needed for swelling.
Okay, so that's as needed. All right, so the, all of these here, you do get, you said, a 90-day supply usually, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let me just go back and switch that here. So that's every 3 months. All right. Let me just go. I have to go back to some of them here and update that. And right now, do you have any kind of copay through the CenterWell when you fill these medications?
So far, no, I haven't.
Okay, very good. Yeah, they are usually, they're pretty generic. So they should be, they're covered, and I'm going to see if that. So with the new plan, just keep in mind, they will be giving you, like I said, up to $117 back on your Social Security check, and that comes directly from the Social Security Administration. Now, usually when they give money back in, you know, in your pocket, some copays might be slightly higher. So I'll let you know if that is the case with your plan here. So,
what do you mean, with the medicine or with everything?
With certain things. I'm going to just compare everything just to make sure, you know, you're not, just to let you know what it looks like. Sometimes with the specialist copay is where usually that's a little bit higher. I know with the doctor visits for the primary care, that still stays at $0. So let me go ahead and plug everything in here and I'll let you know. And that's when really you take a look to see if, you know, if you go to the specialist, if you go to the specialist every month, and then you have a high specialist copay, then that wouldn't make any sense. But if you go once every few months or every 6 months, then it's more cost effective to get the money back on the Social Security check versus having a very low specialist copay. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So it looks like when I put in all the medications, I have 10 medications for mail order, and they are coming back at $0 as long as you continue to use the CenterWell. So that is $0. The primary care copay is $0. If you go see a specialist, it has a $35 copay. But right now I think you're at 15 or 20 there. So that's where I meant it has a slightly higher copay. It'll be $35 to go see the specialist, but they will be giving you $117 back on the Social Security check. So that's where that one difference is. But most importantly, your doctors and your medications are covered. And then you we're still staying with Humana. So this would be, yeah, with Humana.
Humana PPO.
Yes, correct. It is with the Humana PPO. This is, do you want to grab a piece of paper and pen? I'm going to let you know what the name of this plan is so you know which plan that you selected, you switched over to.
Okay.
Okay. So this is called the Humana Essentials. That's E as in Edward, S as in Sam, S as in Sam, E for Edward, N for Nancy, T for Tom, I for Igloo, A for Apple, L for Larry, and then S for Sam. That's Essentials. Humana Essentials Plus Give Back PPO.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the, and then of course the plan itself, just like the one that you have right now, is $0. And then let me just select your, and then we'll go. You still have your, the dental and the vision benefits. Let me see if they give you any kind of allowance for the dental. It does offer the basic dental services, so you can go get your cleanings, your x-rays, your evaluations, and things like that. And then when you go see the optometrist, I know you said you go about once a year, it's $0 for your, of course, your routine eye exams. And then they give you $150 to go towards a pair of glasses. Mm-hmm. And then let's take, of course, all your preventative services are $0. And then again, the main highlight with this plan that's different than your plan is that you will be getting that $117 back on your Social Security check. Now, what's going to happen is you're going to get a letter, one from the Social Security Administration, and then you're going to get another packet from Humana. The Social Security Administration will let you know, because of this specific Humana plan that you've selected, you will be getting an increase on your Social Security check. So keep a lookout for that. Sometimes it takes them up to, it could be a month or two, but I've seen it within a matter of a couple of weeks. They'll send that notice out, and then by the time your next Social Security check deposit comes in, you'll be noticing that amount on there. But keep a lookout for a letter from the Social Security Administration, and then once again, you'll get your new set of ID cards from Humana. Now, when you go to the doctors on the 5th, you said, just let them know, let the front desk know, just say, I switched to this Humana plan, and then they'll be able to look it up in the system because they already have all of your information, and they'll be able to see that this plan is active. Okay, if it's not active, the other one will remain active. If for some reason the application is not approved by Medicare, then the plan that you currently have will remain active. So you are not losing any kind of coverage, okay?
Okay, I hope that's right. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, no, absolutely. And in addition to that, there where you have your piece of paper and pen with the name of the plan, I want you to take down my name and number here. So if you have any kind of questions or concerns or if anything changes, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, okay? And let me know whenever you're ready. I'm going to give you my number here.
I'm ready, but I need
okay.
Your name.
Okay, I'm sorry. My name again is Rosina. That's Rosina.
Mm-hmm.
And then my phone number here is 888. 221-55, that's 5543.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Ms.
Rosina, 888-221-5543.
Yes, ma'am. Yep. And make sure you keep that paper safe and handy there. So, again, if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to give me a call. And then we'll go ahead and get you set up. I know it's towards the end of the month, but once everything is in the system before the 1st, it should go into effect. So We do have to submit an application to, very similar to what you did last year, so let's go ahead and start that process here. Would it be okay if I go ahead and start the application?
I'm just thinking. I don't know. I kind of like the copay that I'm having that I do each month because it's not expensive.
Which copay?
Like when I go to the specialist, like $15. But like I say, I don't go to them that much, so it wouldn't hurt.
Right. That's what I was saying.
I'm at this age where I'm skeptical of things, and I'm just want to make sure I'm going to still be covered.
Absolutely.
So I'm still going to have insurance. And when I go, that I can still have these same doctors.
Yes. So I know the two important, that's why I wanted, that's the first thing that I asked. So, and I verified that Dr. Amy Trace, that's your primary care doctor, she's still she's in network because this is still a Humana plan. And then the specialist, Dr. Scarlett Pantino, she's in network as well. Now, Dr.
Tilly, I know he's out of network.
Mm-hmm.
But I took my car to him a couple of weeks ago. And the one I got now, he said he took. And I looked up online, and they have his information, and they said he does take Humana. But I know they have different plans. So I just want to make sure that, well, I'll be getting my eyes done Thursday with him. So if this plan don't work, then I can switch back, I guess, next year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So, yes.
But I know when I go to him Thursday, the insurance card I got now, he will take it because they scanned it.
They scanned it already? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let me – yes, this is still a Humana plan. You said you have an appointment on Thursday? Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so the Thursday is the 29th. And then when you're at the office, let them know beginning February 1st, I'm going to be switching to the name of this plan. So you'll have the name there and just verify with them that they'll still be taking it's just another Humana PPO plan. So it's still with Humana, and the doctors, once they do that, if they take Humana PPO plan, then they typically take all of them. If it was a different company, then I would be a little bit, hesitant without having, asked them. But it's still with Humana, and it's still a PPO.
Okay.
So you will be there. You will be just fine there. And then make sure you use that benefit up on Thursday. So, yes, you will be okay with that. Yes. All right. So let's go ahead, and we'll get you set up for this other plan to begin February 1st, and then, like I said, you'll be getting money back from the Social Security Administration, which will help with, any expenses, especially with the prices of the food that that's out there, which is crazy. So I know that will help you out a lot there. All right, Ms. Gloria, so we're going to go ahead and start the enrollment. Please answer each question clearly with a yes or no. And do I have your permission to record this enrollment just to clear yes or no, please?
Yes.
Thank you. It is important that you understand the benefits included in the plan, so I'm going to go ahead and review them once again, and you will get all of this in the mail. So, again, this is for the Humana Essentials Plus Give Back PPO. The monthly premium is $0. The Part B reimbursement, that's the money that goes back, reimbursed back to your Social Security check, is up to $117 every month. And if you want to write that down, too, so you remember that. The medical deductible is $350 for in and out of network services per year. The drug deductible is $360, but it excludes Tiers 1 and Tier 2 medications. And your medications are either a Tier 1 and Tier 2, and that's why yours are $0. The inpatient hospital coverage in network acute hospital services is $345 per day for days 1 through 7, $0 per day for days 8 through 90, prior authorization required. And if you go out of network, there's a 50% coinsurance. Any outpatient hospital coverage, it says copayment for Medicare-covered outpatient hospital services is $0 to $450, prior authorization required. Any outpatient observation services per stay are $345. And any ambulatory surgical center services are $0 to $375, prior authorization required for all. And then out-of-network outpatient hospital services are 30 to 50%, and then any ambulatory surgical center services out-of-network are 50%. Now, your doctor office visits for in-network, your primary care doctor office visit is $0, and I verified that Dr. Amy Tracy is in-network, so that will be $0. Any out-of-network, if you go to a primary care doctor that's out of network, it would be a 25% coinsurance. But Dr. Tracy is in network. Now your doctor specialty visits are copayment for physician specialist visits is $35 copay. And then we also confirmed that Dr. Scarlett Patino is in network. And then if you go out of network for any specialist, it would be a 30% coinsurance. Then for your inpatient mental health coverage, it says in-network psychiatric hospital services are $345 per day for days 1 through 5, and then $0 per day for days 6 through 90. And if you go out of network for any psychiatric hospital services, it's a 50% coinsurance. Your outpatient mental health coverage in-network for individual or group sessions are $35. And if you go out of network for any Medicare-covered individual or group sessions, then that's 35% coinsurance. Your preventative services, of course, that is your annual physical, your mammogram, colonoscopy, diabetes screening. There's a whole list of what's considered preventative services, and they are, of course, at $0. Even if you go out of network for any Medicare-covered preventative services. Your emergency care copayment is $115. Copayment for Medicare-covered emergency care is waived if you're admitted to the hospital within 24 hours. And then you do have the same as your current plan, any worldwide coverage for emergency coverage or transportation at $115. The copayment for the urgent care, again, is $40, and then worldwide urgent coverage is $115. And then the maximum out-of-pocket for in-network is $9,250, and then $13,900 combined for in- and out-of-network. Now, your medications, the ones that we listed are, like we said, $0, but I do just have to let you know what the other tiers of medications were. So any Tier 1 preferred generic in the initial coverage is $0 to $10. Any Tier 2 generic medication in the initial coverage level is $1 to $20. Any Tier 3 preferred brand medication in the initial coverage is $30 to $47. Any Tier 4 non-preferred drug in the initial coverage level is up to 34%. And any specialty, Tier 5 specialty tier medications in the initial coverage level is up to 28%. Then remember, any Tier 3 or 4, 3, 4, or 5 is where that deductible applies. And then, of course, anything in the catastrophic coverage level is at $0. And then we went over the vision and the dental benefits. And then once again, the main highlight for this plan is that $113 back on your Social Security check. Now, benefits, premiums, and or copayments, coinsurance may change on January 1st of 2027. You may enroll in only one Medicare Advantage or Medicare Part D plan at a time. You understand that enrolling in this plan will end the enrollment in another Medicare Advantage or Medicare Part D plan. Providence Senior Care is not a government agency. The summary of benefits and star rating for this plan can be found on the Humana website. We do not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, we represent 3 organizations which offer 28 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program to get information on all of your options. Providence Senior Care represents Medicare Advantage PPO organizations that have a Medicare contract. Enrollment depends on contract renewal. By completing this enrollment process, you will submit an actual enrollment request. After submitting the enrollment, you will receive a notice of acceptance or denial. If your enrollment is approved by CLNS, you'll be enrolled in the plan. And you acknowledge that once enrolled, you must keep both your hospital Part A and your medical Part B to stay in the Humana Essentials Plus Give Back PPO. So again, this is just an application. If for some reason it's not approved, you still get to keep your current plan. So I do want to assure you, you will not be left without any kind of insurance, okay? All right, moving right on along, Ms. Gloria, to the applicant information. I have first name Gloria, last name Harrison, date of birth 12/10/47, gender female. And then is this the best phone number to reach you at, Ms. Gloria, the 540-937-6148, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. The health plan may call or text you using this number. And then what is your preferred method of contact for Humana? Do you prefer a phone call, a text message, or they have an email option as well?
Email.
Okay, email, perfect. And what's your email address, Ms. Gloria?
MarshallGJ@yahoo.com.
Okay, I want to make sure I have that spelled correctly, so I'm going to spell it out to you, okay? I have Marshall, that's M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L, G as in for green, and then J for Jack at yahoo.com, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. By providing your email address, you authorize the health plan to send information and plan materials electronically to this address. And then the physical address that we're going to send out, that Humana is going to send out the your new ID cards to, is the 5505 Jefferson Road in Jefferson, Virginia, 22724. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then your preferred language, I have English, Spanish, Chinese, Korean, or other. I do have to ask. I know it's a silly question.
English.
Okay, thank you. And then I have the Medicare number here, the one which you provided to me in the beginning of the call, with the Part A effective date of December 2012, the Part B effective date November of 2018. You are not enrolled in the Medicaid program. And then your special enrollment period, how you're able to make this plan change, Ms. Gloria, is that we are in the open enrollment period that it runs from January through March, so that's your enrollment period. And then the effective date for this plan is, again, February 1st of 2026. And then now I'm just going to confirm your choice to enroll and go over the information about your plan. And it's asking here, have we discussed the benefits of this Humana Essentials Plus Give Back PPO plan to your satisfaction, and do you intend to enroll for a plan premium of $0 with the proposed effective date of February 1st, 2026? Just a clear yes or no, please.
Yes.
Thank you. And do you understand that this is a Medicare Advantage plan that has a contract with the federal government? It is not a Medicare supplement plan. So with that, they just want to make sure that you understand that this is still a $0 Medicare Advantage plan. So the Medicare Advantage plans, they cover your medical and prescription, versus the supplements, they only cover medical and they usually have a high premium. So do you understand that this is still a Medicare Advantage plan? Just a clear yes or a no.
Yes.
Thank you. All right, you'll soon receive a Getting Started guide that includes your evidence of coverage document. Make sure to read your evidence of coverage and confirm the services you expect are listed. If a service isn't listed, it won't be paid for by Medicare or the plan without authorization. The evidence of coverage provides a complete list of coverage and services that can be obtained by contacting Humana. And then we're going ahead and selecting Dr. Amy Trace as your primary care doctor, and you are a current patient. It says by selecting a primary care provider, you acknowledge that your information will be shared with your primary care provider to facilitate and support your care. Again, the monthly premium for this plan is $0 plus any Part B premium you may have. if you didn't sign up for credible prescription drug coverage when you first became eligible, you may have to pay a late enrollment penalty. If the penalty applies to you, we'll send you a letter describing the steps you need to take. People with limited incomes may qualify for extra help to pay for their prescription drug premiums and costs. If you are eligible, Medicare could pay for your drug costs, including monthly prescription drug premiums, annual deductibles, and coinsurance. Those who qualify will not be subject to a late enrollment penalty. Many people are eligible for these savings and don't even know it. If you qualify, Medicare will pay all or part of your plan premium. If Medicare pays only a portion of this premium, we'll bill you for the amount that Medicare doesn't cover. For more information, call the Social Security Administration at 1-800-772-1213 or your local office. TTY users, please call 1-800-325-0778. You could also apply for extra help online at socialsecurity.gov. And this is a $0 plan, so there's no, you'll just get a coupon book in the mail. And then this brings us to the last part of our application, Ms. Gloria. It says that you understand that your signature on the application means you understand the contents of the application. And is it okay if I go ahead and assist you with what's called the voice signature? It's three sections of disclosures that I have to read out to you, and then I can go ahead and submit the application. Would it be okay if I go ahead and start that process?
Yes, but how much longer are we going to be?
It'll just be a few more minutes. This is the last part on here. I'll go ahead and start. I will now read the necessary disclosure. So section one says, you, the applicant, and Humana acknowledge and agree to the following provisions. You're enrolling using electronic transaction that will be verified by electronic signature. This agreement to use electronic transaction only applies to this enrollment. You may request to cancel this agreement to electronic transaction. If canceled, paper enrollment forms will be sent to you at no cost once I give my Humana representative an address, phone number, and contact name. You may ask for a paper copy of this recorded transaction. A digital copy of this agreement is electronic. Stored and maintained by Humana, and to complete your enrollment, we'll ask for your agreement with several statements. And so far, do you understand and agree with the statements that you have heard? Just a clear yes or no, please.
Yes.
Thank you. I will now read the second section. It's the longer one, but we'll get through it. It'll just be a few more minutes here. So some of the information might not pertain to you, Ms. Gloria, but I do have to just read it. Section 2 says, if you have employer or union health care coverage, you could lose it if you join Humana. Read the communications your employer or union sends you. If you have questions, visit their website or contact their office listed in their communications. If there's no contact information, your benefits administrator or the office that answers questions about your coverage may be able to help. If you already have a Medicare Advantage or Part D plan, it will end once you enroll with Humana. It is your responsibility to tell Humana about other prescription coverage you have or get in the future. By joining this Medicare Advantage plan, you acknowledge that Humana will share your information with Medicare and other plans as necessary for treatment, payment, and healthcare operations. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services collects information for Medicare plans to track beneficiary and Medicare Advantage plans, improve care, and for the payment of Medicare benefits. The Social Security Act authorizes the collection of this information. CMS may use, disclose, and exchange enrollment data for Medicare beneficiaries as allowed by law. Enrollment in this plan is usually for an entire year. Once you enroll, you can leave or change this plan only during an enrollment period, such as October 15th to December 7th, or under special circumstances. You may need to send a request to Humana to leave or change this plan. Humana provides plans for a specific service area. If you have moved to a new area, you must notify us and find a plan in your new area. Once you're a member, you have the right to appeal plan decisions if you disagree with any payments or services. Upon request, Humana will mail you the plan's evidence of coverage, which includes rules you must follow to receive coverage on this plan. Medicare doesn't generally cover beneficiaries out of the country except for limited coverage near the U.S. border. Information you have provided must be correct to the best of your knowledge. You'll be disenrolled if you intentionally provide false information. Out-of-network non-contracted providers are not obligated to treat plan members except in emergency situations. Please call the plan's customer service number or see evidence of coverage for more information, including the cost sharing that applies to out-of-network services. I know that was a lot, Ms. Gloria, but do you understand and agree with the statements that you have heard so far? Just to clear yes or no, please.
Yes.
Thank you. I will now read the final section here. This is section 3, and it says, you understand that it may cost more for covered services you receive outside of the network, except for emergencies and urgent care situations. In-network provider availability is limited in certain geographic areas or specialties. If your area doesn't offer the specialist you need, you may be allowed to see a non-network provider at the in-network rate. Be sure to contact non-network doctors before you see them to make sure they accept Medicare and accept payment from Humana. If medically necessary, Humana provides reimbursement for all covered benefits, even if received outside of the network. You may have to pay extra for prescription drug coverage if your income is above a certain limit. This is called that Part D income-related monthly adjustment amount, or the Part D IRMA. If you're assessed a Part D IRMA, the Social Security Administration will notify you. You'll be responsible for paying this extra amount in addition to your plan premium. Either the amount will be withheld from the Social Security benefit, or you'll be billed directly by Medicare or the Real World Retirement Board. Do not send Humana your Part D IRMA payment. Humana will notify you when they receive your enrollment, inform you of your application status, and let you know if any additional information is needed. Agreeing to sign your application by telephone means you understand and agree to all the statements that you've heard in this recording. You also agree that you understand how the plan we've discussed works and the charges you're responsible for. And Ms. Gloria, if you agree to complete your enrollment now, please state your name, your date of birth, and that you agree.
Gloria J. Harrison, December 10th, 1947. Yes.
Yes, you agree? I'm sorry, they need to hear you say yes, you agree. Thank you. I will now submit the enrollment here. So once again, it goes through the whole process. Humana will give you a call if there's any kind of issues or if they have any, you know, questions, or, again, if they need any additional information, they'll reach out to you. And, again, keep in mind, if for some reason the application is not approved, you still have your current Humana coverage, okay? And if it is approved, then, again, you'll get a new set of ID cards and then the letter from the Social Security Administration as well. And, Ms. Gloria, you have my contact information there. Please don't hesitate if you have any kind of questions to give me a call there, okay? If I am... When you call, if I'm on the phone, which I usually am, just leave a message with my member services department, and then I will give you a call back as soon as I get that message, okay?
All right.
All right. And there's one last part, thank you, one last part that we have to do, which is get our verification department on the line here. I'm going to just bring them in on a three-way call, and simply they just make sure that I did my job correctly and that it is your intention to enroll into this Humana plan. So they verify that we went over the doctors, that we went over the medications, and just simply verify all of that, and then we'll be all set. Okay, so give me one moment. I'll get them on the line, and then you'll be all set to go, okay?
It's not going to be long because I've got something to do.
It'll just be, they usually take a whole 2 minutes and it'll be done. Let me get them on the line and they will see that the optometrist is showing out of network. So they're going to ask you that you're aware of that. So just keep that in mind. Okay.
All right.
Let's get them on the line here. One moment.
By fostering transparency, building trust, and driving innovation.
I'm getting them on the line right now.
Thank you for calling Sunfire. Calls may be recorded for quality and training purposes. Your advocate will be with you shortly to assist you.
Thank you for calling Sunfire. My name is Jada. May I ask who I'm speaking with, please?
Hi, Jada. This is Rosina Klamoski, and I have Ms. Gloria Harrison on the line with us. We did just submit her application. And let me know when you're ready for that enrollment code, please.
I'm ready.
Okay. I have H for Henry, 0, X for X-ray, the number 8, L for Larry, H for Henry, 2, 6, Q for Queen, and then the number 7.
And nothing is typing in for me, and I do not know why.
Okay. Why? Let me – if you're ready, I can – whenever you're ready.
Yeah, give me just a second.
Okay.
Alrighty. Let me just go into another one, see if that works. Nope. I'm going to have to reboot.
Oh, no.
I'm so sorry.
Okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
Miss Gloria, are you still there?
Yeah, but I got to go.
She's got... Okay. Can you guys give her a call back, Jada? Because she does have to... I know we've been on the phone for a while here. So is there anywhere you can give Miss Gloria a call back?
Okay. For quality and security purposes, could I get your full name and date of birth?
Miss Gloria, yes, ma'am.
Gloria Jean Harrison, December the 10th, 1947.
Okay, and then what is the best phone number to reach you from?
540-937-6148.
Mm-hmm. 6148, okay. Alrighty, so I will definitely be giving you a call back, okay?
And you got that enrollment code, Ms. Jada?
Yes, to confirm the enrollment code. Yes, could you give it to me again?
Yes, H for Henry, 0, X for X-ray, the number 8, L for Larry, H for Henry, 2, 6, Q for Queen, and then the number 7. We did also, just to let you know, all of her medications, she uses mail order. They are all covered. And then only the optometrist was showing out of network, but she is aware of that because she spoke to the office. So everything else looked good. So I just wanted to let you know.
All right.
All right, perfect. And Ms. Gloria,
thank you so much for that.
Thank you so much, Ms. Jada. And Ms. Gloria, thank you again. You have my number there. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out, okay?
All right. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, ma'am. All right, you ladies have a wonderful rest of your day.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.